I got laid off. I got fired.
But here's the thing. I was a binge guy.
I remember seeing her at the local titty bar.
I feel dirty right now just telling it into a microphone.
We're broken around here.
Working man, it sucks.
Everybody, welcome back to the Working Class Souls Podcast. I'm your host, Ed McGowan, here in a break room with my co-host, Josh Accardo. What's up, buddy?
Yo, Edward.
How you feeling, my man?
Not bad. We have a very exciting show in front of everybody today. Not only do we have another incredible guest, not just a force of feminine nature, but a very, very funny comedian, Lizzie Cassidy. Lizzie!
Thank you.
What is your worst day job?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I had a day job where I shoveled horse shit at 5 a.m. every day for a long time.
But did you love
and
animals?
And still the worst job I've had is working in restaurants and comedy clubs. I would rather shovel shit for the rest of my life than be a waitress or a comedy club manager ever again.
You know what's great? Because I hung out. I started at La Jolla Comedy Store and I was a door guy for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And I was really close with the staff there. And seeing the ins and outs of, I feel like stand-up, maybe I'm nostalgic, and we talk about this every week, but maybe more, I thought it was more fun then. Like
yeah.
Early aughts.
Oh,
like
I thought it was fun
04,
when I started.
05, 06. It was like a great environment. Everyone's partying together.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loved comedy. Like, no one got a job there that didn't, like, absolutely
right.
Yeah.
Love yeah.
stand-up.
Yeah.
But when I came to New York, it was more of a machine.
Yeah. I worked in the machine.
Yeah, you worked in the machine.
Yeah. I was a door guy, but they call it a manager there. Because you can, like, you know, void things when someone orders the wrong thing.
Yeah, I could void shit.
So, like, you check tickets and you void, and that's pretty much it.
Did the waitress have to come up to you and, like, Lizzie, I got three voids?
Yeah.
Like,
I just gave them all my code. Yeah. I was like, you guys have been working here longer than me. I'm, like, 20.
I got cameras, right?
Take the code.
Dude, I remember, because I worked in tons of restaurants, when we got the, somebody
that card?
Like, yeah, the card.
The card's huge.
The
manager's card is huge.
That void card is the shit.
And you'd be walking by and you'd see somebody with the void card. Yo.
Yeah. I don't have to tell anyone what I've done.
See, I remember when I was when you worked the door at the comedy store, especially back then, I think it was 2004, I made like 50 bucks a shift. And I was there for like 7-8 hours. I mean, you have to open up for the 8 and then you have to close it after the 10.
Yeah.
So you're there from like 5:30 to 1 a.m.
It's fucking
and
criminal.
You're really only doing it in hopes of getting an additional spot.
Right.
Yeah.
So I remember like hoping because you would make you seat and it was La Jolla. You were just praying some guy would give you a 50.
Oh.
You were just praying because that would be like you would split it amongst the other door guys. But you knew like that was I made 100 bucks tonight because of tips. Oh, but I feel like when you're. That doesn't happen when you're working.
No, I made.
Can you say what you were doing? Like,
yeah, I mean, I worked at a comedy club called Stand Up New York, and I don't care, whatever. Famous for not paying their employees. Literally famous for not paying people. Sorry.
I
didn't publish the article about the lawsuit. I don't, like, whatever. But.
'Cause I don't think people get it that how hard it is to work in a comedy club, but did you know you wanted to be, were you doing stand-up?
Yeah, I started doing stand-up, like I got an internship there, and the same time I started doing stand-up, and so I was like working in the office during the day doing like their social media, and then one night a manager got fired, and the GM was like, well, you kind of get how this works. Do you want to be a manager? And
they
I was
that
like,
with bookers at comedy club.
I know. Dude, if I had stayed for 3 more years, I'd be booking that place. Like,
it sounds nuts because, okay, this is so great that we're talking about this. I think you're the first person we've ever had on that wanted to be in stand up.
Yeah.
And instead of like, oh, I'll get a door guy job, you technically did.
Yeah.
But you were management.
Yeah.
Which is like the antithesis of trying to come in.
Oh yeah, and like other open micers thought I could like book them. Yeah. You know?
It looks like you have so much power.
I was like, I can't even book myself. I don't know how this works. Like, it was crazy. I like, and also same thing. I was just hoping to get a spot.
Yeah.
Like that's why I was getting paid $100 per show.
They don't tell you like when you work on that side of the staff, it is almost harder.
Yeah.
To
flip over to the performance side.
Yeah. So I was like not making a lot of money because you get paid per show, $100 tops, like on the weekends, sometimes less than that. And so if you have to stay, you have to be there an hour before the show. And then like I want to be a comedian. So if the comics are staying and drinking after the show, I'm not going to fucking kick them out because I want them to like
of
me.
Course.
Yeah, right, so sometimes I have to stay like 3 hours after my shift, which I'm not getting paid for. Just like just for fucking hanging out.
Yeah.
And I was like a drunk at the time. So I'm like trying to count cash shit face.
You're trying to close out your drawer.
Oh my god, when the drawer doesn't zero in your shit face, you're like, this is the worst day. This is the worst day of my life. And then like one time I got the spot that like I'm waiting around hoping someone doesn't show up. I got the spot and it was to this day the worst bomb of my life.
Wow. Oh, it was so much hanging on that.
It was like because
how is it not gonna be a bomb? It
was, dude,
yeah, right.
You the what circumstances you of this were so insane. It was a midnight show, which was advertised as free, but we had an $18 drink minimum. And I was the person who had to tell everyone who thought they were going to a free show about the $18 drink minimum. And then the person who didn't show up was the check spot, which for people listening is the person who's on stage when everyone's paying their checks. So they're paying their checks that I told them they have to pay at this free show. And I was also the person who lit people and like told the host that they had to go get the comic off stage. So nobody lit me. Because that was my job.
Oh my god! So,
I figured the host would just stay in the room. The host left the room. I was like 4 weeks into comedy, maybe. The host left me on stage for 17 minutes. Dude, I was bombing so bad.
I respect you for staying on that long.
I didn't know. I didn't know at the time that like it would have been better if I got off and got the host. Like I didn't know anything.
I respect you for being like dumb brave.
It was so fucking scary. I was bombing
so
bad.
The worst first time ever at a club that you want to work. Yeah. I've ever heard.
I was bombing so bad that people were going like this. The audience was hiding their faces from me. And I was just like, I had like 3 minutes of material, so I was just trying to think of anything funny I'd ever said in my life. I was like sweating, you know, trying to do crowd work, but they won't talk to me because they hate me.
Everybody's figured out the tip for 15 and a half minutes.
It was fucking...
I mean, the amount of watch looking...
And they're probably tipping less than they would have normally because this girl they hate is on stage.
And then you got to go back to work.
And then you got to close your drawer. That's the worst part. Dude, I didn't get to like go leave after that. I had to finish my shift. I had to sit there at the door like I thought I did a good job while they all walked out of the room.
And watch them walk by you.
I had to go, thanks for coming. Good night. I thought I did something. It was so fucked up.
Oh my god.
Dude, I love that. That's almost as bad as this time I had to work a fucking prom show and it was after their prom, and the
prom
kids
show's
were
a nightmare.
So drunk, and they were all dancing, like, not dancing, but drunk grinding, and then the DJ just, like, a record scratch, and then they brought me up immediately. There was literally a kid with an erection. There was a kid, when the
there
music
had to
stopped,
be multiple kids with erections.
But on the dance floor, this kid legit had an erection, and then I had to go up, and it was almost as bad as you having to tell people they have to pay $18 in drinks.
I don't know what person who's trying to run a comedy venue needs to hear this, but making people stop dancing for comedy will never, ever work.
Ever.
It will never work.
I just
it's
love
the worst.
That we're all inside ballgame people right now. Like, we've actually seen the inner workings of a comedy club and how insane it is, and how people treat it so precious.
I know,
like having a spot at this place would define me.
I know. People walk in,
the booker.
Yeah,
there is no like, they don't have an inside track to Hollywood.
Yeah,
like, no.
Someone got fired and they go, "I'll do it."
Yeah,
you don't get more money for it. You have to really love comedy and want to book it. It's a horrible position to be in.
It's a horrible position. Open micers will walk into a shitty comedy club like, I know what that stage means, you know? Like it's something, like it's this huge thing, and it's like, and then you work there and you're like, dude, this place is a fucking dump.
It's like talking to a virgin about sex. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's talking to a virgin about sex.
Yeah, it's not always good.
I love that you were saying, like, trying to count out the money at the end of the night.
Nightmare.
I have that great story. I think I told you about this at the Pear. Our buddy Sean.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
He's at the end of the night. He's doing the count out, and I guess he's just hammered.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It gets misplaced. So the next day at the
oh
Pear,
my God.
Oh, that's a great story.
At the Pear, you know the guys that run the place.
Yeah.
Gary and Peter. Gary is there, and the drop is missing.
Oh my God, this is giving me anxiety. This is like giving me anxiety about working in a restaurant.
When you heard the drop was missing, your
and he's just furious. He's just steaming, and everybody's piling in for the open mic.
Yeah.
So it's like 4:30. There's just a bunch of young comics.
Oh my God, it's daytime dive bar energy. The worst. Just the worst.
And Sean's supposed to run the mic. He's supposed to, and he's late. So there's no one to run the mic. There's a room full of young comics, and then Gary comes up and he goes, "All right, you pieces of shit."
Hey, the hatred people have for stand-up comedians.
He's got the list of names. And he goes,
they're right, though. Like, if anyone's going to steal the cash.
Dude, he goes like this. He goes, "I should replace all of you with pinball machines."
Oh, that's
Aiden,
not a bad idea.
He just goes, "Aiden, you're up."
How'd they find the money?
Poor Aiden.
They found the money, right?
Sean just misplaced put it in the wrong place.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
I lost somebody's credit card once.
Oh.
Nightmare.
I mean,
just losing.
That's not that bad. That happens all the time.
No, but like lost. Never found. Like lost somebody's credit card. 2 weeks later, I was cleaning the bar mats for the first time in 2 weeks. Found it. It was under there.
How pissed off was it? Were the people?
So fucking mad. He was going to call the cops. I was like, I don't think you can.
Yeah, just report it lost.
Just cancel.
I was like, dude, I'm sorry, but like,
shit happens.
Obviously, I'm not charging you for anything because I don't have your fucking credit card.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, you got off scot free. You cancel the card, you get a new one. Shut the fuck up about it.
People would get so fucking mad at me there, like.
But that neighborhood's a little uptight. Too.
It's a little uptight, and it's also like, it's tourists, but it's like the rich ones.
Yeah.
One time this British guy yelled at me for 25 minutes about the American tipping system. And at some point, like halfway through our conversation, I was like, buddy, I'm a waitress.
Yeah, why are people...
What do you want me... How do you want me to fucking fix this?
Why are they kicking our ass? The working class person that's just there because they need the job. I don't make the fucking rules.
Literally, I was like, I'm not an economist, bro.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a waitress.
I'm not Rand Paul or whatever.
I would rather you not tip me than have this conversation with me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like... Also, when I worked there, I was getting tipped out 2%, which is hilarious.
2%?
So, like, every night of wages would just hand me
$2.
Oh, God. It's such an insult.
And it's like, yeah, man, just give me, just don't tip me out.
And
just give me the shift pay.
The whole thing?
Eventually, I got better.
17-minute spot, to be fair.
That is true.
That is, like, three check spots in one. Eventually, I started getting, like, spots there, whatever, but the good news was one of my only friends there was the booker, and then she moved to another comedy club that is better that I work at now. So that actually, that is the one way that working at a comedy club helped me was, like, A, I met a booker there that ended up getting a better job, so, like, that was, like, a good in for me.
Sure.
And also, I met comics there who, like, remember that I worked there. Mm-hmm. And also... I know how every comedian in New York treats the waitstaff, and I have opinions about them now.
You don't realize how important
we gotta
that
get a
really
Patreon
is.
Going.
Yeah, I'll name names on a page.
It's like they. I remember a guy telling me that when I first started working on the road when I was probably 5 years in.
Yeah.
He was like this old, salty stand-up dog that only did road gigs.
Mm-hmm.
He just bailed on the city system. He's like, always take care of the staff.
Yeah.
Don't fuck one of the waitresses and not, like, take care of the staff.
Yeah.
I think this guy married a waitress. he legit married a waitress.
Yeah, but that's how you take care of the staff. Yeah. You don't fuck the waitress, you marry the waitress. That's nice. That's good.
You got a family in every town.
Yeah. You knock her up, you get hitched. That's good. I like that.
So what did you do after, like, what did you do?
Then I got a job in a... Fast casual Japanese fusion restaurant.
Fast casual.
Ooh,
what
fast
was that?
Casual.
Is that where
fast
it goes
cash.
In that little wheel?
No, it's just like
the sushi goes.
It's
in the
like
wheel?
The dining level of like an Olive Garden or an Applebee's, Chili's, but it's Japanese food. But it's like if you look in the kitchen, everything is just like a package of
they're just dumping it in a pan,
and that was a fucking nightmare. Carrying a tray of ramen is a fucking nightmare in Murray Hill. Which is like one of the worst neighborhoods in New York because it's all offices. And I worked lunches because I wanted to do stand-up at night.
Yeah.
So everybody had an hour-long lunch break from their fucking finance job
so
and thought they were better than
check
you.
Check right away.
So it was just like, it was an hour of the most insane rush you've ever seen and then a few hours on either end of fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like a few hours on either end of if you can lean, you can clean. And And have you ever gotten that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I am the version of working class holes that works in offices at very low-level jobs. He is the wait staff.
This is something
let
that...
Let me ask you a ketchup
What's lean
question.
And clean?
Okay. Oh, so wait, I guess it didn't have ketchup there, but the soy sauce, did you have to like combine the soy sauce?
Yeah. And the little like... There's like a Japanese version of like pepper flakes, and you have to like funnel them in. Oh, it sucks. It sucks. If you can lean, you can clean. That's what a manager says to you
if you're like
having a little too much downtime.
Gotcha.
Why don't you clean out the walk-in fridge, even though you're a fucking waitress?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my god, the amount of shit I would have to lug around, like get this box of whatever placemats off the top shelf in here, and I'm just like a girl, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Lizzie, come on upstairs. We gotta.
What are you, Lizzie? About 5'5", 5'6".
I got cases of vodka I need to unload from this.
Yeah.
Climb this ladder and grab those 5 cases of Tito's.
We got a shipment of new ceramic bowls, so help him unload the truck. What are you talking about?
Dude, that's crazy.
It was a fucking nightmare.
It's like you and the dishwasher.
Yes.
Like, why are we?
Yeah. Because my section is slow. I didn't ask for this. Cut me.
You don't even pay me. Here's the thing. You don't get paid the same as a dishwasher.
No.
House. You get a waiter rate.
Yeah. I called OSHA on that place.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's like the most working class shit I've ever said. Yeah. We had like, it was like an open kitchen. So it's the kind of thing where like, you know, when you're at a restaurant, and you can see the kitchen.
Yeah.
It was like that, and the vents stopped working, which means all the smoke and shit from when they're cooking usually goes up into the vents and gets sucked out, but it was just pouring into the restaurant.
Ugh.
So it was like 96 degrees in the restaurant, 110 degrees in the kitchen.
They didn't close?
They didn't close.
Wow.
At one point, a lady a who was like, yeah, it's also like you're breathing in smoke the whole time. It's hot as fuck. A lady who was like 8 months pregnant walked into the restaurant while I was walking by the host stand, and I just turned to her and I was like, you don't want to eat here. I was like, this is not safe for you to be here. And she looked around. She's like, yeah, thanks. And walked out. And so I went in the bathroom and called HR, and they were like, tough tits, you know, they don't like HR actually works for your boss. They don't work for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I called them. They didn't care. So then I called OSHA, and I was like, this must be against the rules. And so after 2 days of that, me and the other person who called got them shut down. 2 days later, every restaurant shut down because of COVID.
So it didn't even matter.
It didn't even matter.
That's amazing.
We all thought we'd get like a week off of work, and then we were out of work for 2 fucking years.
It's almost like little Eddie McGowan, 12 years old, working at a Chinese restaurant down in the basement.
Oh, yeah?
Peeling onions. OSHA didn't show up to that one, though.
No, they did not.
No, they didn't even know about that place.
I should have called OSHA on that.
Somebody should have.
I saw an old woman with a catering tray of rice, drop it on the floor. And then
take it right back up.
Scoop it back into the pan. I was like,
dude, restaurants are fucking nasty.
What is
going to
happen with that? What are you doing with that rice? Because this floor is filthy.
You're like, wait a minute, I'll eat that. Is that how you became the guy who eats expired food?
Just well, no. And then
the
later, the staff meal was a lot of rice.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. I will say the cool thing about the restaurant, the last restaurant I worked in, was instead of staff meal, you could order off the menu.
Oh.
Which is tight every time. It was a chain. So like a lot of chain restaurants will do that. And if you're a girl, you can get hooked up by the line cooks in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would eat so good there. And I'd have like enough food to bring home for like 2 more meals. That was definitely the best thing about
that. I remember that. It's like if you were a semi-attractive female,
lose semi-attractive. Just be a girl
be
in
a
restaurant. Yeah. I was like in active addiction. I looked like shit every day, and they're all like, hey, you're here.
Yo, Liz,
you showed up.
Slide you some chicken fingers.
Yeah. Also, no one that worked in that restaurant was Japanese even a little bit.
Dude, I am.
It's nasty.
Do you still have, I was just thinking about this on the way over, do you still have like dreams about waiting tables?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I have dreams about working at Stand Up New York and dreams about waiting tables that are just like so weird.
It's
like,
so weird. It's always
like. Why do you
think
that is? Because your brain was so consumed.
Yeah, I think it's like such a high
remembering
stress.
Remembering orders and
But the secret to working in a restaurant is the moment you realize that none of it matters and you can get another restaurant job at any time, which isn't as true anymore. But at the time, you could get another restaurant job in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It stops being stressful. It doesn't matter. Like one time we were all eating after our shift and like 3 people were crying because it had been a real tough one. And this girl looked at me and she was like, how are you not upset about this? And I was like, oh, I don't care about this place. Like, if someone leaves a bad Yelp review for this isn't my restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
I don't give a, some lady's screaming at me because she didn't get her ramen fast enough. Let her scream at me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a fucking hospital. It's a restaurant. Everybody's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine.
But that stage means something. Is
but
that,
that stage
what you told her?
Does mean something. And it's the same at a comedy club. People like, though, I guess it matters a little more because if the whole audience is pissed off, then the show will be bad.
Sure.
But the cool thing about working in a comedy club is there are rules. So the customer isn't always right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You can be kind of a bitch to the customer at a comedy club. Because, like, you came into this environment where there are rules. You got to pay the minimum.
Yeah.
You got to not heckle. You got to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So, like, I can find a reason to make you the
you
bad guy
leverage.
And kick you. Also, having a fucking 20-year-old girl be the person who kicks people out
it's
is crazy.
Great. Yeah, that's...
Get that, a security guard.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
I've never understood that about comedy clubs. Sometimes I'd walk into some places and some of them wouldn't have security... On like a Saturday night. Like,
yeah, we never did.
How do you not have
I think they ended up getting
night?
It, but when I worked there, there was never security there.
The most brawls I've ever seen are through comedy.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
20 years of comedy. That,
yeah.
No other job I've ever had or been through has I seen that many brawls. It's because of the drinking.
You have a business model where people have to buy drinks.
Yes!
Exactly. And they're not going to, a comedy club isn't going to flag somebody.
No.
Stop serving somebody.
Are you kidding
no.
me? No, absolutely not. We had one of the bartenders who worked there when I worked there was a black belt, but he looked like a regular guy, if that makes sense. Like, he wasn't like this, like, jacked.
No,
like, if you just walked by and you weren't like, that guy's
dude.
Scary,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And there was this one time a guy came in and was just like immediately sexually harassing all of the girls on the waitstaff and the female comics and shit. Like, just like saying gross shit to us because, like, it's a comedy club. That's the thing.
Yeah.
People like come into a comedy club and they're like, I can be the worst person ever because this is a comedy club.
Like a
These
titty bar.
Get it.
Yeah.
Like
right.
men at a titty bar. I can feel
totally.
Everyone here.
It's exactly like men.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Look.
And like, this isn't a titty bar. Like, you shouldn't even do that there, but like, I'm just a person, you know? And so this guy was like being an asshole to all of us, whatever. The show ended and he left his phone. And I was like, oh my God, I got to fucking deal with this dude again. So he called like from his friend's phone. He like called the club and I'd be like, yeah, we have your phone. And he came back in and I went to meet him at the door to hand him the phone so that he couldn't like bother us anymore. And I gave him the phone and he like followed me back inside and I don't even remember what he was saying, but it was like something gross, you know. He was just like saying gross shit to me and the bartender jumped over the bar and threw him, like the door didn't break, but through the doors to make it open into the street and then just locked the door. And I was like, God, that rules. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Energy on that guy where he's going strong, leaves the venue and still has enough juice to come back in and pick up where he left off.
Crazy.
I mean, that's in a... How do you walk through life without getting knocked out at least one time?
Right. Right.
If you that have that kind
yeah,
of
that guy needed that.
In you. Yeah.
That guy
yeah.
so needed to be
yes.
thrown into the street.
I'm sure he's been punched in the face a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I think
like he was on coke. It sounded like it seemed like he was on coke.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, she's opening the door. Oh, it's me and her right
yeah.
now. She's,
yeah, yeah,
she's feeling
yeah.
me. Yeah,
what a
right.
scumbag.
Nasty. Totally. Especially if, like, once I started getting spots there, if I had to go on stage, like, I talk about sex a lot on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So then that, like, always makes guys think they can come up to you and be like, you know, I love eating pussy. And you're like, get away from me,
you know,
dude.
One thing about your act I want to let you know, I myself love eating pussy. I don't know if that resonates with you.
You had mentioned Cunnilingus earlier. That's all you know. Quite of an expert.
Or they do this thing, they always do this weird thing where they bring up their wife, like they are hitting on you, but they're like, you know, my wife, I don't know how dirty I can be on that. It doesn't matter, right?
What
they're like, you know, my wife is a squirter. And you're like, what is your plan? What is your plan right now? Am I going to, you want me to fuck you and your wife? You want to cheat on your wife with me? Like, what is this? That's like
you
always
be clear
the
with
thing.
Your motives.
They're
be
like, my wife,
creepiness.
She's never been happier. And it's like, okay.
She's dancing in the all daffodils.
Right. Also,
guys,
there's no chance you're making your wife come. No. That guy?
Those guys, that's what, you know what that guy wants? That guy wants you to be okay with him having a wife. That's
yeah,
exactly
that
what
guy,
it is. That's why he's throwing it out there. He's like,
I think he
yeah,
also.
I banged my wife.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? How you? How you taking the bait?
Yeah, he also wants to talk to you about sex with like plausible deniability of sexually harassing
exactly,
you.
Exactly right.
So he's like, I was talking about my wife.
Yeah, like hitting on
clearly,
somebody.
I wasn't trying to fuck her. I was talking about my wife, and it's like
hitting on
I
people
know
with the
you're...
bumpers on. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
With the bumpers on. Yeah. Man, come on, we got to be better than that. We got to do better than that.
I know.
Please do better than that, guys. Jesus Christ.
So fucking gross.
I mean, be about your sexuality, but come on. Like, just get a grip. Like, I bet someone might respect you more if you're like, listen, I love the fuck. My wife doesn't. I like you. I think you were.
I think you're cool.
I'm vibing with your
right.
shit.
Yeah.
My name is Josh.
Yeah, I was an active alcoholic. I could have done that.
Yeah, dude, like,
that could have been fine.
Like, come on, man. Just say what you want and walk away. You're getting turned down regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times women say no, even if you are a good-looking guy with your shit together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Women,
it was such a nightmare.
Women can say no if they're having, like, a slightly off day.
Yeah.
That's how bad they don't need you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think men realize, like, how unneeded they are.
Yeah, especially if, like, your whole sell is that you'll fuck them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's one thing if you like offer to buy
really?
Them dinner. I'm broke. I need dinner. I don't need some loser to fuck me.
Oh, like I can't get that anyway.
I have them in my phone. They're in my phone. Get out of here.
Your titties for an hour. See if the vibe's right.
Yeah.
What an offer.
Oh my God.
Fucking dipshits, man.
So good.
You know what's funny though? I think that works. I guarantee you, I've played a lot of VFWs. I've played a lot of like one-off, deep-rooted bars that have been sitting in a town of 1,000 people. When those people hit 45, 50, that shit works.
Yeah.
There's not much back and forth.
Yeah, totally. But like a 20-year-old girl in New York,
dude.
What are you talking about?
No, that's insane.
Life is peak.
This guy, I did a show in Atlantic City, and this guy was I'm really big in the Atlantic City circuit. This guy came up to me after the show and was like, telling me, he was like, you know, I own an apartment building in Manhattan and I have a boat. And then he's like, well, actually, I'm the super of an apartment building in Manhattan. And I was like, yeah, man, okay.
I just love how he dropped like $200,000, $300,000 in net
worth,
like in a matter of seconds.
I know.
Oh my God.
Also, to give up the lie that. And also, like, giving up the lie means he thought there was a chance I was going to go to that building with him.
Well, that's
and he didn't want to get caught in the lie. So he's like, well, I do have to tell you, I'm the super.
So what's worse, that guy thinking he had a shot? Like, what were you doing to make that guy think, like, this could really happen?
I was just doing comedy.
My bets.
Well, what happened was he was, like, heckling during the show. So I was, like, talking about how he, like, has a little dick or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why this guy was like, well, we've already talked about my penis. So that's a foot in the door.
So wait, so this is after the set?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he goes, I own a building in Manhattan. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I got a boat. Uh-huh. Actually, I'm just...
Yeah, literally exactly like that. Also, that not to mention his...
I caught you with the boat. Let me backtrack on the apartment.
Yeah, not to mention his date was standing behind him the whole time.
Oh, God.
You know what?
What a fucking...
And he was a guy who wore a sweater. It was like Christmas time. He wore a Christmas sweater with lights on it to a comedy show. He's this guy.
God. Kill him. Kill that guy.
Wow.
That guy should be shot.
I never, you
on
know...
On the stage? It sounds like a guy who puts... like.
He would have. Yeah. If it was that kind of stage. He would have. Unfortunately, it was a theater that was a third sold, but
with another brag, just fucking chill. Right? We invited you here. You don't got to show out for us.
It was a theater in a hotel that was a third sold. Pretty big stuff for me.
I never, you know, I never realized that part of being a female comedian. If you're engaging with some idiot and talking about sex, even if you're not hitting on him.
It doesn't matter.
It could open the door of him thinking that you guys had a moment.
Yeah, I hide
like,
in the green
buddy,
room.
I'm at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time that happens on a show, all the boy comics get to go like give everyone their Instagram, and I'm hiding in the green room because I'm like, I don't know. I told some guy I bet he can't eat pussy, and now he's gonna try to prove he can. I don't want to talk to that guy.
Hey, no comedian should ever give another comedian a hard time for showing ass and titties. Then, if that's the alternative to having to stay out there and talk to someone and get followers that way, then do it.
Yeah.
Dude, if I could show my dick and it would be like, book them, I'd showing my dick all I know. Day. Oh. I would never want to talk to anyone.
Yeah. I know.
Why
every
would
time,
I do it harder?
Every time like a male comedian is like, you know, that girl's hooking up with the booker. That's why she gets booked. I'm like,
great.
Do you want to suck that guy's dick?
Yeah.
Somebody has to suck that guy's dick.
Awesome.
And she's brave.
And she's good pursuing.
She is brave, and yeah. that's great. I don't want to do that. She just she might not want to do as many sets, and I don't want to suck that guy's dick.
Exactly.
And we're both in the same place, yeah. and that's fine.
It all evens out in the end.
Yeah,
you know, on
everybody's
some level.
Hustling in yeah. some way.
I love everything. Man, can you believe the fucking accountability on that?
I know
her compass doesn't point true north. Like, shut up.
Shut
dude.
Up.
We're
dude.
All in this awful business
what
together.
A horrible
we're all sucking
metaphor.
The proverbial
yeah.
cock.
You're compass lying to tourists to get them in here for your spot.
Yeah.
We're all
yeah,
doing like, something.
Yeah, you keep saying you were on the Tonight Show in your fucking intro.
Yeah.
So we're all lying here, asshole.
Yeah, you were in the audience once. He was in the audience once and the camera cut to him pretty huge.
I love the two parts of comedy I love. The art of doing it and then the hatred of it. The joy
I
get from hating my so chosen path.
Isn't it so amazing?
Good. Incredible.
So good.
I don't know if anybody else, like people with regular jobs, of course, but I don't know if anybody else has a job that they like pined for their whole life, hates it as
and
much as
openly
comedians
hating
do.
It all while you're pursuing it.
It's crazy.
I bitch about comedy as much as I bitched about any other job that I've had.
Because,
oh, yeah.
because being like, a comedian like, is working in a restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
You work in a restaurant. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Like,
you're a service
you just,
person.
You both have just said about service jobs. I knew exactly what we were talking about, even though I haven't had one service job
yeah.
in my whole life solely because I've been a comedian for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think 18. I'm not slinging drinks on stage so the club has me back? Come on. I'm a waitress. I don't,
what
I'm
was
like
your
not...
stand-up gimmick? I'm the waitress.
Oh, that'd be, that would stink on ice.
Oh, man.
I'd be in Atlantic City more often than I already am.
You'd be a hit.
They would love me, and I'll tell you right now. Right now, they do not love me. But if
your
I was
pencil
that,
in your ear, your
oh my god!
Yeah, like after
you
like,
want to take your order, little dick? People are like, oh, whoa,
whoa! She's not like other girls.
She took my order.
You got merch.
I'm like, all right, we're selling T-shirts in the lobby. Thanks for coming. Oh my
dude,
god!
I
want to
see that gimmick right now.
That's
I would
amazing.
Go, I would see that.
That's amazing.
Just saucy, smart alecky.
Oh, my God. Just diner waitress.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
People do.
She took my order.
I do think, like, sometimes my tips would be better when I'd be, like, a shitty bitch
of
to
course.
Certain
oh,
tables.
Sure, yeah.
Like, businessman, if I was like, this guy, oh, we're all getting old fashions, except this guy, what is he, a pussy? They're like, all right, well, now I
here's
have to
$30.
Get one, even though I have to drive back to New Jersey after this.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I love the manipulation of people. Of like,
yeah.
I'm gonna take your energy and I'm gonna manipulate it. Like,
I
know I
had
exactly
a great,
what you need.
If there's anyone listening money. Who's a waitress, this is a great tip to get tips. What you do is, if you like forget to greet a table, like they've been sitting there for a while, you haven't taken their order, blah blah blah. You go over to them and you go, "Sorry guys, it's just that table over there is. What am I doing? I shouldn't talk to you about this. How can I help you?" And then they think you're not the problem. That table's the problem. And also now you're their favorite because you like gossiped
yeah.
with them a little bit.
That's
and you don't even
move.
Have to say anything. You can just
that's,
be like,
oh, that's
sorry, so I shouldn't have said that to you.
Wow. You. It's like
and then they'll tip you so well because you're having a bad day.
Back a little bit.
Yeah.
A little inside baseball. Ooh,
yeah. And they go,
the inner workings.
They go, oh, she's having a bad day. We
yeah.
should give her 25%.
I used to
just. She's having a hard day.
That's fantastic. I used to do the one where... It's my table in my station, and I just haven't gotten to him yet, and I'm just like, has nobody gotten to you?
Oh, I did that all the time. I did that all of the time.
I'll handle you guys.
You know
don't
what?
Worry.
I'll take care of
it. Don't wait for anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This,
that's
yeah.
The, it's manipulation
is,
it's like
the, best.
The stripper. Thank God you guys came in. You guys are the cutest guys in here.
Yeah.
It's exactly
you're
that.
You're the hottest guy in
yep.
here.
It's exactly
and
that.
And ever since the burner number came a thing, like, working
yeah.
girl, like, there's certain parts of the country that I've toured where the women in the strip club are openly offering their services
oh,
to the men.
Sure.
Openly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a vice, but apparently someone gets greased and no one bothers
yeah.
them, right?
Yep.
And ever since the phone had an app where you can do a burner number, it's like women would, here's my number.
Yeah.
What? And they would tell their friends, I just got this dancer's number. Now people are onto it. But in the beginnings of that, I used to have friends that. Come back.
Burner
and like,
number.
Oh my God, I got this girl's number, and oh my, but it's her burner number. It's not a her real
yeah.
phone. It's
so
like
does,
her stripper phone.
So does it have? Now I'm like, how can I scam with this? Wait, is it or is this all outdated now? The burner phone because I want this app.
Well, it's just like, they have burner phone apps.
Oh yeah.
And it'll give you a generated number that is your generated number.
Yeah.
And it comes to the app, like phone calls, text.
You can also
all
do
that.
A Google number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Get a Google number. It goes to your email. You don't ever have to check it. Just give
if
it to people.
If I was a girl, I would do that.
Like, but also, if you give someone your Google number and you hook it up to your phone rings.
Yeah.
So, because guys will do this thing when you give them your number where they'll try to test it to see
yeah,
what's
yeah,
real.
Yeah, yeah, right in
so
front of
you.
So,
if you give them the fake number, the Google number, your phone rings. So, uh-huh. you can go, oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty.
Ah, or just give them your real number and then block them immediately. It doesn't matter.
That gets so tiresome. If you're meeting 50 guys a night and... You want
yeah,
to get customers?
That's true.
Because then you like, go, oh, I need this
oh,
and that.
Oh, if you're an
escort.
You're yeah,
working,
I mean, if you're a waitress.
Oh. I don't think you're maximizing your earning potential.
He's like, this is waitress level. I don't know.
I'm sticking with the emotional manipulation. I don't need to get the burner number.
No, I mean, part of being a waitress bartender is like pretending you're going to fuck a guy.
Oh.
And that's the worst part.
Oh, I bet. Do you feel gross?
Yeah, but sometimes it's like
powerful.
Funny.
Do you feel powerful or gross?
Usually gross, but sometimes it's like funny. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, can you believe that this guy thinks he has a fucking shot with anyone who works here? This is insane,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I love the dude who always thinks he has a shot. From afar. Just
I
to
know.
Watch that train wreck of a person.
It's amazing.
Inability
it's like,
to be
I
want to
be that dumb. I want to be exactly that dumb. Because he's
great
so
life
happy.
In his mind.
He's so,
so
happy. Everything works out for him. He always is like, today's my day, you know? And every day I wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck, not today. I have to go to Queens and do a podcast.
Fuck, man. That's probably every day.
So good.
I'm trying to think. As a waiter, I hooked up with a couple of, like, restaurants.
You're a guy, though. Did you ever hook up with anyone you met?
No.
Yeah, right?
Not once. I mean, I worked at a comedy club, so I hooked up with comics.
Plus, now that I'm thinking about it, too, it was like all drug related. Like, I have
yeah,
drugs.
It was, yeah. I was fucked up the whole time.
Yeah, I have drugs. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah. We don't, you know, if there was like a party at the comedy club I worked at, I'd be like, all right, I'll hook a comic. But
right.
How's yeah. it? And I also didn't know better than to not do that.
Right,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
maybe he'll give me a spot on his show at Broadway.
No.
And he won't.
No. It's funny, too, because it's like high school. It's the most like high school
yeah.
of any job I've ever had. Is
it's crazy how much like high school
it's
it is. It's
insane.
Like, these two people can't be in the same room because they fucked 6 years ago, and it's still
I'm
weird.
I'm such an adult that sometimes, like, I really have to figure out my thresholds for that.
Yeah.
I have such an adult life now that sometimes I get into conversations when I'm at clubs where I'm just like, oh, I forgot that like you dudes are like 30, 33 years old. And this is none of the stuff you're talking about matters
yeah.
in the scope of anything.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know,
but I love
four
it.
Four times with my kid this morning.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. I don't even want to hear about this shit.
But the gossip is so good.
Yeah.
Like comedy being like high school makes the gossip so yeah. real and good. Like other jobs are like, I feel like that guy was maybe trying to fuck that girl. And comedy gossip is
oh,
like,
yeah.
okay, so they had sex. That has nothing to do with the story. Then they both got high. And then he had a spot at this place. And you'll never believe who was there. And it was like, this is also high stakes.
Yeah, yeah.
She got pregnant?
Yeah, that is. You're right. It is a lot of fun. A lot more fun.
So what kind of jobs you got going on now? Is
I don't
comedy,
have a day job. Yeah,
no? Yeah, comedy.
Yeah,
fine,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a lot of savings because when I mentioned that shoveling shit job, I used to train horses, which paid very well.
Oh,
cool.
So then I moved to New York and like never touched any of that money and worked in comedy clubs and restaurants and bars and stuff. And then after COVID, I was like, what if I just used that money to pay my rent and tried to be a full time comedian?
Fantastic.
And then that's kind of how it happened.
So what's the shoveling shit? So you're training horses?
Yeah, I used to train.
What's this shoveling shit?
Yeah, I'm like, how did you get?
So I worked at a barn.
So this is a path I can do as well.
Yeah, well, you gotta be really good at riding horses. So
you do that
I started
shit where you rub the back of their fucking calves and they lift their little paw.
Yeah,
up or
yeah,
hoof,
yeah.
The hoof.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
like the whisper shit.
Yeah, I started riding horses when I was 3 years old, and then when I was in high school, I started training like retired racehorses to be show jumpers. You know,
whoa,
like that thing that's like
yeah.
Bruce
Springsteen's daughter does some.
Yes,
shit like that.
That's like a
Jessica Springsteen.
That's like a,
yeah,
equestrian.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
sport.
So I was like flipping horses, basically. I was like buying horses for cheap that couldn't race anymore. But race horses retire when they're like 5 or 7. Mm. And show jumping horses retire when they're like 15, 16.
That's fascinating.
So you can just, you flip, you train them, you flip them, yeah. you sell them for more money.
That is a lot of money to pay people to do that. That's like yeah. a really...
Yo, I would watch a reality TV show on this.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you know, tell everyone I've pitched it to that you would watch that.
It's so funny. Like,
can you even pitch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Famous to sell tickets for comedy. Yeah. Like, we're not just trying to get money and famous. Like, no, I really want to work this club out in
up next, Beaverton, Oregon. Lover. You may have seen her on Flipping Horses.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
exactly.
The stage means something
to me.
I've shoveled more shit.
That is how I feel. You know, like, you meet somebody who's like, and God bless them, but like, you meet somebody who's able to do comedy all the time because their parents are rich. Yep. And I think that's fine as long as you're honest about it.
Yeah, right.
More power to you. If you're lying about it, you can fucking rot and piss.
You make people feel shitty about they.
Yeah.
I used to hate the people that didn't have to work and would make people shitty.
Feel shitty about not grinding?
I'm looking at your bookings.
Oh, I'm not grinding?
I'm looking at your bookings, dude. You can't afford an apartment in New York City off those bookings.
Right.
So either you have a job or someone's helping you.
Yeah.
Which is fine either way, but like, don't make other people feel shitty about that.
Yeah, or like the new thing is people whose parents pay their rent will be like, I have a work from home job. And it's like, that's crazy because your roommate's a comedian, and I talked to her. She's never seen you open a laptop, but whatever you say, dude.
You're up at noon.
Yeah.
Are you up at noon? Really? You're up at noon?
Yeah.
You're grinding?
And I'm up at noon, but I'm not lying about it.
Yeah, you're not lying anyway.
I was 10 minutes late for this podcast because it's early for me.
That's amazing. I would, if I had money like that, I couldn't stop talking about it.
About money?
Money. Yeah, I guess if you have money, it's that you hide
but
it. Right?
I think people
if
that
you grew
have
up without money.
See, we're guys that never had any money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And to us, money would be this thing that would be so crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
these people who have had money for generations,
right.
they know that once people know you have money, they ask you for shit.
But
they
also
shit
they're just like they're just ashamed that they're ashamed of the fact that somebody. Could say that they're specifically in comedy that somebody could say that their path was easy.
Yeah.
Because
right.
there's such every comedian has such a fucking chip on their shoulder about I had to do this. I mean, like, all of these jobs, like, I had to do this and this to be able to live in New York, to be able to do this, and like, nobody fucking I worked harder than anybody to get where I'm at, blah blah blah. And it's like, then for someone to admit like I didn't really work that hard, I just kind of got where I'm at, which
I got lucky.
Yeah.
And like, I feel that way. I'm like, yeah, I had to work lunches in a restaurant. That wasn't that hard.
Right.
You know, like there, I know people who have had to do so much worse shit. And it's like, but everybody wants their fucking thing to be the hardest.
Everyone needs their plight to be seen.
Yeah.
I need to be seen about this plight.
So if your parents are paying your rent, people are like, work
from
home.
Well, how's
it
going to affect my plight in posting about grinding? And
yeah. And like, everyone's going to hate me or whatever. But it's like, I know people who have that situation and are honest about it. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, as long as you're not walking around acting like you're the same as everybody else, that's fucking fine.
Well,
who cares?
They're almost going to be in the majority anyways.
Yeah.
There's very few people in this era of comedy that can afford to actually do comedy full time.
Right.
You know, without having some kind of job.
And live in New York.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And live in the major cities where they can get the most opportunities. It's going away. It's going to be really hard to do.
Yeah, I borrowed money from my mom 2 weeks ago.
I don't care.
Like, I'm moving. I had to pay the first month security last month and
the fact
a brokerage.
You found
fee,
an apartment is insane.
And I was like, Mom, I'm going to need a little bit of scratch. I can't spend all of my money on just getting this apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy. Well, I was talking about this, like, so I have, like, a little bit of money now. Like, I've never had money, and, like, I have a little bit of money. But it's for someone my age, it's not a lot.
Right.
Of money.
Yeah.
Especially
when I talk to, like, 25-year-old comics, they're like, dude, you got money. I'm like, yeah, I don't have money. If I had this much money at 25.
That'd be a different story.
This is, like, I'm approaching, like.
I could have a major surgery coming up. You never know. You're 50 years old. That's fucking wild. plug where you're at, please.
Oh,
all the stuffs.
I have two podcasts. One is called Respectfully. It's just a podcast where we talk shit about whatever we want. And the other one is called Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. And I run a show in Brooklyn every Wednesday and Saturday called Comedians You Should Know.
Nice.
Awesome.
JoshAccardo.com, at Josh Accardo. Tour dates going to be announced in a couple weeks.
Yeah. We got some, we got some cool dates coming up.
So see if your city's on the list.
Ed McGowan Comedy on Instagram, EdMcGowan.com. See my dates. Email us at workingclasscomedians at Gmail. Tell us if you've ever shoveled shit. Have you been a waitress?
Really not a bad job shoveling shit. Hop in a podcast.
I love
you. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Say it.
You can listen to us on all major podcast platforms every Wednesday. You can follow us on Instagram at Working Class Holes. Also, make sure you watch the full show on YouTube. All you got to do is type in Working Class Holes. And please don't forget to rate us 5 stars and tell a friend. Come on.